Hello and welcome to the Monday, May 27th, 2013 edition of the Sand Centered Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Dhahran, Saudi Arabia. Manuel is reporting about the sort of flare-up of SQL Slammer again. Of course, SQL Slammer started out in 2003. It's an old SQL server exploit. We actually verified based on the payload of the packets that it is the original SQL Slammer. So it keeps coming from certain networks at a pretty high rate. Could be that these networks had a SQL Slammer port 1434 filtered up to now and now just open it up with sort of exposed internally infected machines. Or maybe they set up some SQL servers from backup or whatever that still ran this very old unpatched version. At this point, we have seen sort of some latent SQL Slammer scans, but they're typically less from infected systems, but more sort of some random scanning from hosts that still look for vulnerable systems. But let's take a quick look what else is going on in the world of security. Small privacy snafu by Microsoft. Turns out that Microsoft had an online quiz where you could get a certificate if you knew something about green PCs, energy saving and such. But the actual certificate with your email address and name was then offered as a PDF using a sequential URL. So it was possible for someone to download the email addresses and names of everybody who passed this quiz. Not a huge issue, but still, email address and name, maybe more than some people are willing to give up. And a researcher found a cross-site scripting vulnerability in PayPal. Now, the interesting part here is not just the vulnerability, but also the fact that this particular researcher attempted to report the vulnerability to PayPal's bug bounty program and was rejected because of his age of 17 years. Turns out you have to be 18 in order to participate in PayPal's bug bounty program. Not sure if there are any legal issues, why they have this requirement. But anyway, as a result, he published the vulnerability to the full disclosure mailing list for everybody to see. And if you're using Novell clients for Windows XP up to Windows 8, there is a new Saturday vulnerability, as EI announced. I don't believe the details have been announced publicly, so up to now, EI and Novell should be the only ones that are aware of the details of this vulnerability. It is your standard kernel driver privilege escalation. So if you do have the Novell client installed, stay tuned for an update from Novell for this client. And then, of course, that fits with last week's theme where we talked about these privilege escalation vulnerabilities and why you probably should not ignore them. And yet more attacks from the Syrian Electronic Army. This time they went a little bit beyond their usual Twitter and Facebook hijacking. They managed to get a hold of the Google Play account of Sky News. Sky News is a broadband and TV news company that's mostly operating in England, and all its Android applications that it offered in the Google Play Store were replaced with Trojan versions. So if you do have any of the Sky applications installed, make sure you uninstall them right now. There is no replacement available. Sky announced that they will soon make replacements available. They removed the existing applications from the store to prevent more damage. What's not really clear is whether these applications were signed with any kind of Sky certificate. Now, the iOS applications do not appear to be affected, so it only affected the applications offered in the Google Play Store. The other kind of issue is that really the only sort of official notification of this event came via Sky's Twitter account, which, of course, could also be hijacked by the Syrian Electronic Germanic army. That's sort of their usual modus operandi, but there is no sort of real confirmation on the Skynet website itself. As far as I could find, there's some discussions about it on the Sky user forum, but no real conversation or involvement here of any official kind of Sky contact. There's just a note that the applications got removed and should be re-released soon. Well, that is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.